Leading the news this morning, Labor's hit out at Tony Abbott for failing, they say, to understand his own broadband policy. The coalition yesterday released its $6 billion plan to extend internet services through a mix of cable and wireless technology. And it confirmed it would scrap the government's $43 billion national broadband network if elected. But last night, the federal opposition leader Tony Abbott couldn't explain some technical aspects of the plan. The Prime Minister and opposition leader will be quizzed by voters at a forum in Western Sydney tonight. The Prime Minister is heading into the event with a $2 billion promise to improve the region's rail services between Parramatta and Epping. Pakistan's president has returned to his flood-stricken country after a foreign tour that prompted widespread criticism. Many people were angry that Asif Ali Zardari was not at home to oversee the government's response to the disaster. The number of people killed by a mudslide in Western China is now more than 700. More than 1,000 people are still missing, 4 days after heavy rain and mud swept away 3 villages in Gansu province. Rescuers have been trying to get through metres of mud in the hope of finding some survivors. And relatives of 9 Australians killed in a plane crash in Papua New Guinea will today mark the first anniversary of their deaths. The Australians were among 13 people who died in thick jungle when the plane went down last year. The group was in PNG to walk the Kokoda Track.